This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the Beacon Building. We're in downtown Manchester, right at 814 Elm Street, and it's a beautiful Monday. We had actually a really awesome, beautiful weekend. And Mike, what'd you do this weekend?
I wrote magazine stories and just caught up with things that normally would be difficult to do since Barbara's not there. She's away for a few days.
Oh, she's away, right.
So I could do these things that I need to do and not feel guilty about it.
There you go.
Just me and the dog hanging, you know, until she peed on the bed this morning, but that's a whole different story. Yeah, never does that.
Ooh.
I don't know what that's all about, but anyway.
She's probably mad because Barbara's not around.
Well, that could be.
They do get very...
You don't see me acting that way.
Gee, I hope not.
but we did get an interesting note from, I don't know if you saw this, from our guest on Friday who wrote the vanilla book. Natasha McCaller,
mm-hmm.
And she says, "Dear Carol and Mike, I wanted to say thank you. I had a delightful time with you both on Food for Thought. Huge apologies for the challenge getting through to me. I had let the desk know the day before," she was at a hotel, "to expect your call to come through, and they said it was all cleared. Needless to say, the security was indeed very tight as the Dalai Lama, no kidding, was in residence that day."
No way.
So we could have asked for the Dalai Lama.
Wow.
If
that would have been cool.
At the same hotel. Yeah. He's probably got some special code word or some special secret handshake.
They must.
Yeah. Well, it was so tough we couldn't get through to our guest. So Natasha goes on to say, "I heard that you're having Michael Simon on the show this week. I was just in Cleveland cooking at the Five-Star Sensation Hospital fundraiser that he chairs a few weeks back. What a wonderful event. We'll have to ask him. I hope that you have fun with the oxtail pot pies from Vanilla Table. And for summer, try the pork chop brined in ginger beer, vanilla, and mustard seed on the grill. And if you don't want a barbecue, there's lots of summer salads, deviled eggs with vanilla candied bacon bits, and ceviche. Enjoy the vanilla adventure. With warm vanilla wishes, Natasha."
With warm vanilla wishes.
Isn't that a nice note,
that's
though?
That's cute.
I mean,
that's
how often
very,
do you hear back from it?
Right. That's very nice.
And he even talked about the show. So
that was very nice.
Yeah. Very, very delightful guest. I'll tell you, people that write cookbooks are pretty cool people.
Yeah.
That's kind of been my conclusion of our 3 months together of the probably 8 or 10 cookbook authors we've had on, that they like to talk.
And we have quite the slew of cookbooks here in the in our studio.
We do indeed. In fact, new regular segment every other week is one of our former cookbook guests, Randy Clemens, who has the Sriracha cookbook. We've got both his and the Veggie Lover Sriracha cookbook in studio in our little collection.
Our little library.
Keep here. Yeah, I mean, it's not that we use them all that often because you know, we don't have any cooking stuff in here, but it adds to the ambiance of a radio kitchen. So, so we're going to have Randy Clemens coming on a little bit later today. We liked him so much. When he was on about a month and a half ago, that we said, "How would you like to be a regular on Monday?" Because he's really into the healthy eating.
He is.
And June decided that she wanted to take some time away, and so we said, "Well, you want to fill in for June every other week?" So
there
he'll be here today at 1 o'clock.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So you pretty much, it sounds like you laid low this weekend.
I laid low. I mean, I worked. It was a very productive weekend, but I also decided to adopt some cheap meat. Now let me explain.
Oh boy.
And Shaw's is usually the only place I can find this. They have, you know, like the cheap bread and the, you know, the day-old stuff that's going to expire tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have no problem buying a $5 loaf of bread when it's only $2 because I know I'm going to eat it fast enough.
Right.
And I don't, you know, what you get for $2, what passes for bread at $2 these days is pretty bad, you know. So, I've been digging into the meat section, and Saturday I found a filet mignon, which is like $20 a pound. There was like a 0.6 pound package in the orphan section, and it was marked down, and it had another $3.50 off. So I put it on the grill, and it was just right for like $6.50. I had 9 ounces of filet mignon.
Wow!
And then
sounds nice.
Yesterday, this is going to be tonight's dinner. I went back to the orphan section at Shaw's.
The orphan section
of the meat section, and bought a 2.5 pound pork loin roast. And so I decided, well, I'll do that on Big Green Egg tonight. So, or before I left today, I took some of Shelley Walcott's Healthy Solutions spice blends for chicken and pork, and I just, you know, did a whole rub on it, wrapped it up in Saran wrap or whatever, put it in the fridge, and I'll cook it at about 300 degrees for a couple hours this afternoon, and that will be dinner.
Nice.
So I've been that's been my thing. Adopting lonely meat this weekend was my.
There you go.
So thank you for asking, and I'm sure you're glad you did. What about you?
Remember when we had Keith on Friday from Grasshopper's Garden Supply?
Yes.
And well, you know, he talked about that new Mexican restaurant at the old Damien's.
Yes, in New Boston.
Yes, and Daryl and I could eat Mexican every day.
Me too.
Daryl too. So. We decided to go check that out. And I got to see the new garden, Grasshopper's Garden Supply, too. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Very, very nice. Lots of nice plants. And they were closed, so I didn't get to go in and check out the store and stuff, which I will. It's on my to-do list to go and check out when they're open.
Why bother? But he brought us so much stuff. He brought just about everything there is.
I know. That was very nice of him.
It was.
But we did go and check out that La Cabana. And
that's the name of it, La Cabana.
La Cabana.
Okay.
And it's pretty much like he says, diagonally across the street. And
is that Route 13?
Yes.
Okay.
Route 13.
Mm-hmm.
Like from Mass Road, it's, you know, you just go in.
Yeah, you hang left.
Not even 2 miles.
At like the little faux rotary.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And it's not even 2 miles down the road on the right.
You're right. Yep.
Very nice. It was very good. They were busy, too.
Were they?
I mean, you know, I know Keith had said they had just opened like 3 days prior.
Right.
And there was a waiting line.
We were
the last ones in because there was only one table for two, literally just for two people.
Mm-hmm.
And there were other bigger parties waiting. And then by the, you know, we sat right down. They did seat us right down. And by the time we left, there was lots of people waiting.
Did you have a window seat overlooking the river?
No, we were down. It's a little, you know, they don't have a bar there either. There's no bar to sit
at. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Which you
can get adult beverages,
like,
though, but.
You can. You can definitely get adult beverages.
Mm-hmm.
And I did have a margarita. I had a Jamaican margarita.
Okay.
And it was very good.
They knew what to do with it, right?
Oh, yeah, they knew. They were all Mexican. Well,
mm-hmm.
You know, they knew what they were doing.
Sure.
And it was very good. It was good. We always love to, you know, when you start with the salsa, it's like, let's check the salsa.
That's a telling tale about a Mexican restaurant.
It totally is.
Mm-hmm.
And it was delicious. Very, very good. And then we spotted on the menu, too, we like guacamole.
Yes.
And they do tableside guacamole,
which we
really like also.
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't ready to do tableside yet because they hadn't gotten their cart in. But he did bring us out some of their guacamole. He just gave us like a small restaurant slang monkey dish of it.
Is that what it's called?
It's called a monkey dish.
I've never heard that before.
Like a little, like a little side dish. We call them monkey dishes.
I love it.
And and then the guac was delicious. And You know what I'm trying to say. The way I judge a Mexican place, you know, by their salsa, of course, and also their chili rellenos.
So that's what you ordered?
Chili rellenos. Well, you know what I didn't? Because I wasn't sure how they'd be. So I got enchiladas, which I like enchiladas.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then I got one chili rellano on the side. And they passed all my tests.
Fabulous.
It was very good.
So it was busy.
We met the owner, too.
You
Pedro.
Did?
Pedro.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was very busy, so I wish him well.
So what's Pedro's background? Did he say where he's been or what restaurants he may
have had? He was very busy, so we really didn't chat with him too much. But the next day, we went to Puerto Vallarta, our favorite Mexican restaurant, really, and went and saw Carlo. And Carlo knows Pedro. You know, all of them know each other and this and that. And, you know, they're all kind of intertwined somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew of him. He also has another Mexican place in Nashua. The Pedro, and then with his brother and the cousin and whatever.
Right.
So he definitely has experience.
So it's a good family operation.
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
So Route 13, New
El
Boston.
Cabana?
La Cabana.
La Cabana.
La Cabana.
Okay.
Yeah. Very good.
Well, and that's for those that are a little bit familiar where Damien's on the River used to be, which was, I loved Damien's. But I think it was just perhaps in a spot that maybe wasn't a good match for the type of cuisine. Although I don't see why people wouldn't go out there. I'm not sure if you can hear all that stuff on the air or not, or if we're even still on. But there's some other production going on back at the station. All right. So anyway, that aside, we got all the Mexican food taken care of. We're going to jump into our Healthy Monday segment. starting with Rocco Boulay here in just a couple of moments, and of course Randy Clements, and then our special consultant of our image, Susan Osborne, will be by in about an hour or so.
So stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
At the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. You are listening to The Pulse, 107.7 FM. And you can also stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. And it is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And it is Healthy Monday. And it's a beautiful Monday. Weather has been gorgeous. And let's welcome on our favorite regular, Rocco Boulay of Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. You can check him out on the web also at integrityfit.com. And right before we came back on, we were talking about your brand new upcoming location in North Conway. So why don't you give us a little update on that?
Well, hello, here I am. Yeah, thank you. Well, the update is that we are starting to put, we got all our inspections done, the rough inspections, that is. We're going to be putting up the drywall this week, hopefully get it taped, mudded, sanded, all that wonderful stuff that our staff is doing up there, and hopefully within the next 2 to 3 weeks, we'll be able to announce when that grand opening is going to be. So things are moving quite fast.
And again, this is in the old L.L. Bean building?
No,
it's not?
Okay. No, this is a place called the Willows. It's 1857. It's not far from the old L.L. Bean. They're actually taking that down. That whole building's being taken down.
It is?
Yeah, I know. It looks like a beautiful building. But,
what the heck?
A company called Settlers Green is actually going to rebuild a bigger structure there and kind of redesign that little
What a waste, huh?
I know. You know, when people do that, I know.
And I wish they could just take that building and put it over.
Right.
Plenty of use for that.
Yeah, I would think.
And evidently the Settlers Green have more green than I do.
Well, yeah. It's like when they take down a baseball stadium after 30 years.
Yes.
So you barely got it paid for, if it's even paid for, and now you're putting up another one for some reason.
Well, you know, they do what they do. Sometimes you learn from your earlier projects and you say, you know, we could have done it this way, that way. Our business is always like that. I redesign our software and our technology consistently and constantly because we look at things and ways to do things better. So we go back to the drawing board and modify things. It's a little easier for us when it's not a big structure, but nonetheless, we still have that same mentality of looking at our past efforts and seeing if we can capitalize on learning from those mistakes we make.
Yeah, you don't want to reinvent the wheel, but you can sometimes tweak something and find a whole new use for it or a whole new application.
Sure. You know, I'm not saying that they can or they can't. I don't know what their, you know, after they get their rebuild done, I guess we'll look at it and say, yeah, I guess maybe they were right. More times than not, they don't spend money unless they know it's going to make more money or be more beneficial in most cases.
All right, so your integrity company right now is women, is female, but you're gonna mix right in the brand new location?
Oh, yes. We have licensees across the country that are co-ed. They don't do all the things that the Integrity Health Coaching Centers do, but they do a great deal of what we do as far as fitness prescription is concerned, meal plan coaching, helping people become more accountable to, you know, putting good foods in their body versus, you know, just the, you know, standard American diet that they're on, or acronym SAD.
What's that called again? Standard American diet.
Yes.
SAD.
Well, it's true.
Well, for a lot of people, yeah.
Yes, for actually 70% of the people. So that statistic is the real deal. But, you know, our job is to educate and empower people and other organizations who lack the ability to service their customers to the degree that the customer really needs. And my goal is to help those who have the same vision, the same mission, or similar mission as us, is to become an important part of bringing back the health to this country, because we really have, you know, fallen from grace in that department. Our healthcare system is totally broken. You know, we can say now that we have, you know, health care, but we can't say that we have better care, because we don't. Because if that was the case, we'd be getting healthier as a nation, and we're not. So whether or not you can afford to go to the doctor is irrelevant, because the system doesn't work. and it doesn't work because over 64% of all of our ills are caused from lack of activity, poor food choices, and smoking. And until we can actually teach people that these things, if done correctly or close to correctly, will change the health care of this country, will lower health care costs, and will give back the vitality of this nation, we're going to continue to go on the same direction. So I have a huge responsibility, and the people who work with me also do as well, and I commend them because it's a tough job.
Mm-hmm. So glad you didn't mention drinking in your little litany of things and the sad diet.
Well, you know, D could stand for it. It could be double D, you know, yeah. Standard American diet and drinking. Oh, well, you know, I'm guilty a little bit of the last D myself. So.
You got to live, yeah. Rocco. You got to live a little bit here.
Yeah, well.
But you know how to counter it and make up for it, right?
No, I mean, the whole idea is that, you know, we have to be more of an asset than a liability to this country. We owe it. We owe it to future generations. It's, you know, it's not all about us. It's about, you know, it's about our children, our grandchildren, their grandchildren, and so forth, so that if something isn't done today by us, when will it ever be done? I mean, we're not going in the right direction. You can't say that today the health of our nation is better than it was in the 1970s, because you'd be wrong. You know, we're far from that. We're far from where we were in the 50s and in the 40s and the 30s. We've actually declined.
And interesting, longevity has, I think, plateaued and in some cases gone back a little bit in some demographics.
Yeah, but I'm not buying into that whole longevity thing, because I think living is being able to get out and be functional and do all the things that you love to do, just because they can keep somebody alive for an extra 15, 20 years because we have medicine that will keep them alive. That's not living. That's a mere existence.
No, so, you're right.
No, I would argue with, you know, if I'm going to be sitting, you know, stuck in a wheelchair or a couch because I can't move because, you know, I can't move, then then really just, you know, put me to sleep, put me down, euthanize me like a dog. And that's how I feel. I want to be able to be living till, if I'm going to live till my 80s, I want to play golf. You know, I want to be able to go out and go for a walk. I want to be able to do things, see things, enjoy my time with people, and if that's not going to happen, I don't see that as, you know, I wouldn't define that as living. But that's my opinion. You know, other people may have a different opinion, but
it's the philosophy of your company.
I mean, it's a, you know, like Carol mentioned, what a beautiful day. And I was driving down here from I work at a Gold's Gym, and I enjoy working out over there, but I was coming down Elm Street and I was looking at the beautiful flowers and people, you know, you can see everybody walking around. They get the spring dresses on, the shorts, the tank tops, and you can see the activity. It's just so wonderful to see the life into the city right now. And, you know, that's what I live for. I love it. I love to get on the motorcycle, go for a ride, feel the wind. You know, a person that's laying on a couch someplace, or, you know, I have some friends right now that can't even leave their house, including relatives that just stay home in bed all day because they're not well enough to go outside. That's not living. And a lot of that's because they've made poor choices with their health. You know, it doesn't make me love them any less, but nonetheless, they're stuck there and they're miserable and they're not living. And it's just a sad situation. But anyways, on a better note, how are you guys doing?
I know, that was kind of like, I'm listening and I'm like, we got to change this.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, put some jazz
like,
in
it was like the
something.
Old saying, oh, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
Yeah, right.
Sorry, Abe. I'm really sorry.
So what aspect of better living and healthier consumption will we talk about today?
I wanted to talk a little bit about vitamins. I think it's an important topic that people need to understand at least the basics of what vitamins are and why they are so important to the human body. I was reading an article earlier this morning, and in the article, what it was basically saying was, in order for a person to be able to get all the nutrients out of their diet, in other words, our diets today, because the food is so void of so many vitamins and nutrients due to the processing and due to herbicides and pesticides and radiation, everything else that we do to the foods, that even the soil is so depleted of all the minerals that we're not really getting what we need in our standard American diet to give our bodies the necessary nutrients to be healthy. And they said, even if we were getting it from the food today, in order to get every nutrient we need daily, we'd have to eat 27,000 calories.
Oh, my gosh. Yikes.
Well, let's start.
Let's start.
I'm ready to go. I'll start with pancakes.
What are we going to do with him?
I don't know.
Yeah, it rattled me. I know.
That was me choking, Mike. Always the devil's advocate in there, huh?
So, all right, now vitamins individually or multivitamins, or what's your take on the most efficient way to use them?
Well, most people who are eating, we'll say, a healthy diet that consists of fresh fruits, vegetables, now grass-fed animals, which are much more loaded with, say, omega-3s and things of that nature, that eat plants that have all the things that are necessary to make a human body healthy, which, again, if the plants are grown in soils that are minerally depleted, then the livestock doesn't get a chance to eat or to consume those minerals that eventually that we consume from those animals. So if you take a look at the big picture, there's lots of things that we should be concerned about. And there are people and organizations out there that are trying to do something about it. But relaying these messages to the public, which is important, helps to help these people and these companies to make these changes slowly so that we can be able to get these nutrients back in our diets. But to answer your question, we don't get all of the necessary nutrients, including myself. I use my own particular regimen is a good multivitamin that I take every single morning. I am an advocate of taking omega-3s, which I consume in the form of what's called krill oil, which are basically, they look like little shrimp. They contain the same amount of omega-3s as like salmons and other oily fish, but I prefer krill oil. I take an antioxidant called alpha-lipoic acid, which is a substance that somewhat mimics insulin to one degree, and I think it's a great supplement for those who have type 1 and type 2 diabetes, because not only does it help them to utilize insulin better, but it also, because it is a great antioxidant. Now, do you guys know what oxidants and free radicals are?
It's a rock group, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. They play with the Ramones back in the 70s.
What are we going to do with him? I don't know.
I don't know. He's putting the comedy end of the show. So that's okay, Mike. I can deal with that. But yes, no, free radicals and antioxidants are basically, they are, if you remember your science class, remember protons and electrons and neutrons, mm-hmm. when you learned about the periodic table. Electrons sometimes can break free from whatever molecule they're around, and when they break free, they look for a place to land. In other words, they're looking for a place to discharge themselves, because they're actually a negatively charged substance, okay? And when they discharge in people, say, for example, people who smoke, much of that smoke that they inhale contains lots of these free radicals or these electrons that need a place to land. So what they do is they land inside the tissue of the lungs, and therefore destroy wherever it is that they land. And this is where this inflammation comes. Same thing holds true for people who eat trans fats. We'll say people eat a lot of French fries. There's tons of trans fats in there. Those free radicals, because they get into the digestive system, eventually go through your arteries, and they discharge on the lining of the artery wall, which is called the lumen. And when they discharge in that lumen, they create a small little injury. And that injury begins to inflame. And once it inflames, all the little fats that are in your blood at that time, all of the triglycerides and the cholesterols and stuff, will build little plaques up right where that injury is formed. And therefore, sometimes will create a blockage. And therefore, over time, you'll find people having, triple and quadruple bypasses. And it's the reason why is because those arteries, those coronary arteries that feed the heart, its oxygen, are getting blocked up. And then once they do something that's, a little bit more stressful or requires more energy, and the heart needs that oxygen, it doesn't get it because these plaques have blocked the way for the oxygen or the oxygen-rich blood to get there. Now, the antioxidant, we'll get back to the alpha lipoic acid. I hope I'm not veering too far off the course here, but I was trying to draw a picture of why these are important. These antioxidants get into your body and they look for these electrons or these free radicals. And what they do is they basically harness them up. In other words, the damage happens. They dock themselves onto the antioxidant molecule instead of, say, the lumen or in the lung tissue, therefore reducing that damage, therefore increasing the health of that body. Am I making sense, or is that too far? Is that too
high a gradient? No, but don't give us a quiz afterwards, right, Carol?
I mean, it definitely makes sense, and I'm somewhat, for the most part, following you. But he's right. Don't ask me to repeat that. I'm just barely getting my reps and sets down.
This is 11th grade chemistry and physics, basically the electrons and that whole deal.
Yes, it is, and it's kind of important to know because you know we are basically made up of all types of chemicals. You know, we are basically carbon machines. You know, we burn carbons, and that whole metabolism thing and understanding the chemistry behind what that is so. It's very exciting to me, as you can probably tell. It's something that I really have an affinity for. But the basic things that people need to know, you know, what they say to you won't know or don't hurt you, that's not true. What you don't know will hurt you. And I want people to understand at least the basics of why these things are important. And once you understand the basics, then you can, if you want to get into it deeper and want to become more educated in the subject, hey, by all means, I encourage everybody to do so. But at least don't be ignorant by not knowing what you don't know. And right. That's one of the reasons right. why I love doing this show, because it gives me the opportunity to at least give other people the opportunity to maybe have a healthier, happier life.
Exactly. We need to take a break. We need to take a break. You're listening to Food for Thought. It's Healthy Monday. We have Rocco Boulay of Integrity Health Coaching Solutions in the house. We're talking vitamins and supplements and how important it is for us to have it, because we don't get in our daily intake of food. So stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
We are at 12:47 on The Pulse, 107.7 WTPL. Randy Clemens continues our Healthy Monday theme here in just a couple of moments. Following Rocco Boulay, our show is brought to you by Grasshoppers Garden Center, where the customer comes first. They're on North River Road in New Boston. And newest to the show is Mama McDonough's Irish Pub, 5 Depot Street in Hillsboro. Come find your Irish side.
There we go.
Blarney.
Yes.
Careful.
Okay. There is one thing I have to let you know what happened yesterday. This is kind of funny. My sister has she has a pool in her backyard, beautiful, you know, backyard and all, and she invited us over yesterday to go swimming. So we were all there. A lot of the family were there, and we're laying there, and, you know, Daryl and I went in swimming, and, you know, he kind of floats. Well, I float, or at least I used to float. So he's floating me around. Well, I mean, I still float, but listen. So he's kind of floating me around. He's walking, and I'm just, you know, laying on my back, and all of a sudden he, like, lets me go, And I, like, sunk. You should have seen Daryl. Daryl's like, oh, my. He starts screaming. They all thought I was drowning. I'm like, what is the matter? He's like, you're not floating. You're sinking a little bit. This is really good. And I'm like, you are stinking crazy.
How deep was the water?
Well, it doesn't matter. I wasn't floating anymore. Yeah. I wouldn't drown. I never would drown because I just lay there and I don't move. I mean, literally. Just like that. I mean, now I was like going like that. It was like the coolest thing. Daryl was so excited. You should have seen him. He's like, see, it is working. It is working. He's like, you're going to tell Rocco that tomorrow. So,
well, all those people out there that go swimming today that that don't sink, they can reach us at www.integrityfit.com/I don't float.
Hashtag I don't float.
It was very cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, lean body tissue is dense. You know who Archimedes was?
Oh, yeah. The principal.
Yeah. the principal of
what? An object, it displaces its...
That's right.
Its body in water, right?
So, yeah. But he also, that displacement thing, we use that in order to determine, you know, density from non-density. And muscle is dense, and fat is, of course, not dense. So, therefore, those who have more body fat tend to rise in the water. Those who have... less body fat tend to sink, and that's how we figure out the body composition of people. That's initially how we did it through what was called hydrostatic weighing.
Those Greeks, they knew all the stuff back in the day, huh?
They did. They just can't figure out how to manage their economy.
Hashtag, we're screwing up.
So anyhow, let's go right back into, I printed out this thing this morning off of the web that says, it's 10 reasons why you should take supplements. And I just want to read through it really quickly.
But now, just a question before you continue. Now, each person are different. So how do you know what supplements you need versus, you know, like what supplements I need versus what Mike needs? Like how do you determine that?
There are some companies out there that will actually take a sample from your body, a urine sample actually, and be able to determine some of those things. It's quite expensive, but people who don't have to really go through that, basically just getting in all of the necessary nutrients is also very helpful. Like I said, I take a good multivitamin daily, and that's a good start. Just finding a good quality multivitamin is a great start for those who just want to have that blanket protection on their nutrition. But the 10 reasons,
like an umbrella policy,
yeah, pretty much, yes, you know, like Aflac. So anyways, 10 reasons, here we go. It says you eat crap. No, a standard American diet, that's what it says. So a lot of the food that's out there doesn't contain all of the necessary nutrients that we need. That's why they said it would take 27,000 calories a day to be able to get those, and that would obviously be too much. Number two, soil depletion. Our soils are lacking 67 of the 70 minerals necessary to make a body healthy. The farmers mostly put back in NPK, which is nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. The other 67 are usually left out. It says water depletion. He says water is also depleted of minerals due to modern production methods. So a lot of the water we take that used to have great minerals and is bye-bye. Calories, low-calorie diets are also low in nutrients. So those who think they're going to get healthy by not eating enough food they're also going to lack all the necessary nutrients to be healthy. Grain-fed meat and cooked conventional dairy are also bad. I won't get into the reasons why, but just make a note of that. People also who are eating a lot of these foods are also exposed to all the toxins they put in these foods, so the herbicides, pesticides, mercury in the fish, and so on and so forth. The xenoestrogens that we're going to be talking about with Carol's tests once they come back, industrial solvents and so on, also are bad toxins for the body. As we age, our ability to absorb nutrients also declines. So I know you're still young yet, Mike, but you know,
when
you start getting to be 40, 45 years old like me, you're going to notice that, you know, those nutrients are...
Wow, I must be 25.
Oh, you're that old? Number nine, exercise increased nutrient needs. So if you exercise, that also means that you need more nutrients. So somebody who's an avid exerciser needs to understand that they actually need more nutrients in their body because they're using all these things up faster than somebody who doesn't exercise. It says supplementation may help you live longer. One of the reasons why I spoke about earlier is being able to scavenge those free radicals that want to make you old and make you die. So, and number 11, expenses and health, it says whether we like it or not, sometimes supplements are cheaper than eating real food. In this case, something like salmon is a lot more expensive than, say, going out and having the krill oil supplement that I take. So things like that are helpful to helping people be able to manage having a healthier life and a better nutrition. Just if you want more information, again, you know, become a member on our website at www.integrityfit.com. Click on the members tab at the top right-hand corner of the screen and sign up for our newsletter, which we give out important health information every Thursday.
The newsletter is awesome. It has great information, and I love like the challenges that you put on there, and you know, the recipes on the website and all that stuff. It is very good. integrityfit.com.
I appreciate it, Carol. Again, great being here, guys. I'm glad you made me part of your show.
Thanks, Rocco.
All right, have a great day.
End with your...
Oh, yes. What is that? How would I say that? Between your thoughts and your actions lies your ability to choose. So why not choose to think healthy?
There you go.
Au revoir.
We're at the top of the hour. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Randy Clemens.